Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas. We are back, season 3, and today we have the host of Good Mom, Bad Choices with us. How are you, ladies? I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more. I have seen you from afar. I've seen some of your clips that struck my attention, and I was like, I have to know more. And then comes to find out, you DM'd me about a year ago, and I was like, this is perfect. I love how open you guys are. I love that, you know, your format of how just raw about being you single moms, where you are, like, you know, just the topics that you guys give. So can you tell us a little bit about your show and all about you lovely ladies?
Well, hello there. Thank you for having us. I'm Mila.
I'm Erica.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices. And the format of our show is basically
raw.
Raw and uncensored.
We're
dating,
culture,
growth, healing.
All the things. Me and Mila started the podcast 4 years ago. We were both kind of sad, lonely, single moms. I really needed a friend, and I found Mila on Instagram. And the fast version of the story is I found her on Instagram, cornered her in a bar, set up a play date, hung out a few times, and then fast forward, I became a single mom. At the time before that, I was not single. Became a single mom, came to her daughter's birthday party, and at that time I started listening to podcasts, mostly murder mystery, and I started looking up single mom podcasts, and there just were none that I could relate to. They were either really white or really married, and so I asked her, I was like, well, I told her first, I said, hey, I'm single, and by the way, I'm dating a married couple, and she was like, what the fuck, like, whoa.
I was like, oh,
you're dating a married couple.
Yes. At that time,
Anthony,
she was.
Can you, I think, fix her mic a little bit? I don't know if it's something. I can't hear it as well. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want it to be the whole.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Boom.
There we go. Gotcha.
All
right. So you were dating a married couple. So I love how you openly just say that and then skip over it. Like, yeah, like, you know, I was having a play date and then I just dating this married
couple. That's kind of how it was. Like, I had joined Tinder. I was like ready to get back out there. I'd been in a relationship for 7 years and I wanted to try something new. This beautiful
couple.
So
how do you fall into that? Because that's something, yes, we all want to try something new, but is there something like an app you went on?
Tinder.
Tinder says I'm a couple and I'm willing to like.
Tinder, I was swiping, and then there was a handsome man, and then I kept swiping on pictures, and then there was a woman, and then there was them together, and then I was like, oh,
I love it.
Got it.
Okay, package deal.
And then I swiped right, and then it was a match, and then we started hanging out.
Had you ever done something like that prior to your 7-year relationship?
Never.
It was just something you're like, hey, I'm freshly new into something that I'm just diving in.
I had slept with women before. I'd never been with
a couple.
No.
So were you nervous going in? Or
absolutely. Fucking terrified.
Did it just happen like organically once y'all met together?
Well, we had a lot of text exchanges, lots of flirting, lots of videos, pictures, and then eventually went to dinner. I was super nervous.
And you're dating not one, but two people.
Right. But they made me feel really comfortable.
Okay.
And they kind of
took. As they should.
Yeah. I
was like. There's two of them.
They took the lead and they were really great. And we started hanging out and had an amazing time together. And somewhere along the line, I reconnected with Mila because even though we had met in that bar, like maybe a year and a half or 2 years before, we hadn't really. It wasn't like consistent hangouts.
So it wasn't just from Instagram. You met in person and then you saw her Instagram.
No, we met on I saw her on Instagram. I was still with my partner at the time. She had just had her baby. I had my baby.
Were you guys in the same area? Because that's kind of like, is that some, like, that to me just sounds kind of weird to me. Like, so hey, let's go out. Now, not after you, like, make the connection, obviously.
We had a mutual, my friend posted her. So, like,
We were pregnant at the time. We were both pregnant around the same time.
So there's a lot of synergy.
There's synergy. We have one mutual friend, and we're both the first pregnant bitches in our crew. You know, it was new. And I had seen her because we have mutual friends, and she had seen me, and we both made, like, you know, Instagram assumptions about each other. I saw she got, like, proposed to at her baby shower. I was hella jealous.
I love this.
And I made all these assumptions about her. I'm like, look at this beautiful woman.
But that's what a lot of people do.
I was like, she got a big ass rock. He looks like an African prince. Like,
where's mine?
Yeah. Basically, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not getting engaged to, like, kind of like on some sad, jealous shit. And then I talked to my friend who knew her, and she was like, yeah, she's a beautiful actress. And I was like, really? And
I love the hair flip.
You know?
Serious. Wow. Serious in here.
And then, you know, little did I know on the other side of not very far away, because we're both from the Valley. We grew up in very close proximity, but never had met each other. She was also, you know, seeing me on Instagram, making assumptions about me. I would, like, I guess, you know, a couple of months later, we had these babies. And I was like, in her opinion, skinny. I was at the Roosevelt with the baby and champagne.
She just looked like a supermodel, just popped out a baby. I was like, this bitch. Also, where is she?
And you know.
Raw. I love it.
I didn't have that many black friends in the Valley. I had just moved back from Atlanta. And I was like, who the fuck is this? But honestly, in my mind, I was like,
we're best friends.
No, I was like, she's so cool. Like, am I cool enough to hang out with her? And then I went out one night. At the time, I was still with my baby daddy. And this beautiful woman, like, approached me in the line at the bar, and I am a very friendly bitch. I'm usually the friendly bitch at the bar making the friends, and I was just, like, minding my business, and she was like, hello, you have a baby, right? And I was like, I do. Who are you? And then I was like, oh my God, this is the bitch from Instagram. She's like, I do too. Take my number down. Let's get the girls together on Monday.
Did you feel like taken back, or you're like, yeah, all for it?
I was taken back.
Because it's
a
little aggressive, but I also like that you know what you want. And you've, like, you've already, again, made your assumptions enough to be like, we're already friends, bitch. Like, I already know you.
I was really happy. And I was shocked because, like I said, I'm usually the friendly bitch making the friends at the bar. And I was like, oh my God, this beautiful woman wants to be my friends with me. And I made it a really huge point to make it to this play date on Monday, even though, to be completely honest, it wasn't a play date. Our kids were like 6 and 9 months. They couldn't even fucking hold their heads up, really. And we were like bouncing them around like, be friends. But really, we needed to be friends, you know? And it was light and it was surface. And we kind of talked. We were in very different situations, but kind of just like, are you okay over there? And we're like, yeah, you know?
But not really.
And, okay. Yeah, years later.
It's the ego.
It's
you know?
The ego.
We're all fine.
Yeah,
we're women. Everybody's got this together.
Oh, yeah, everything's great. And yeah, a couple of years later, I broke up with my baby daddy, and then she broke up with hers, and then we rekindled kind of at this birthday party. And of course, I'd heard from a grapevine that they had broken up, and then she told me herself. And then she told me about this couple, and actually, this is the first time I'm hearing that. That was your, like, first threesome or your first...
Not my first threesome.
But your first couple. Your first couple. I didn't know that at the time. But I had a life previous to having a baby and a relationship that I
were
was
Were you
doing.
With a couple, too?
I am a couple. Like, a lot of couples asked for me.
A lot of couples seek after me.
I don't know what about me.
A lot of couples asked for me.
A lot of couples requested me. So when she told me this story, I was like, oh, my God. Like, maybe
you,
this,
too?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Maybe this bitch is actually, like, my people more than I even thought. Like, not only you're a mom, you're single now, too. And now I know you're a spicy bitch just like me. And that really intrigued me more. And I think shortly after that birthday party, if it wasn't the same day, she was like, listen, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and they're very white, they're very married. And, you know, I didn't listen to podcasts, but I was on the internet seeing a lot of very perfect looking white married moms. And I was like, this is not my life. And she was like, do you want to start a podcast? And I was like, oh my God, I felt like, you know, like, we feel like someone chooses you on the baseball team at school. Like, me?
They picked me?
Me? And so I was just like, yeah. And then I told her, I said, are you going to talk about your couple? Are you going to be honest? How honest are you going to be? And she was like, well, I can't get fired. And I was like, me either. And she's like, okay. And I was like, sign me up. And because, you know, I only have like one, I have on and off switch. That's really what it is. So we agreed.
Zero or 100.
Zero or 100. That's all I got. And so we agreed. And honestly, like, that was the beginning. And I was so excited. I had told like my other two friends who also knew her. I was like, Erica asked me to do a podcast. She's like, what is that? I was like, I don't know, but I don't care.
She didn't ask you.
I'm doing something new and fun. And like, we didn't really think it through very deeply. We didn't think like we're starting a business together with this bitch I don't know that much. I was just like, we're going to talk and it's going to be great. And then we did. We started, we had a fucking photo shoot and we started, we pushed record one day as a test. And that was the first episode. And we've kind of really gotten to know each other on the mic and we've become best friends really on the mic. And it's been like a really beautiful journey.
I love that story. I think it's funny and unique. It's because when you think about it in the full spectrum of things, is most people, when you get triggered by people or you get attracted to people, whatever, it's because it's something inside yourself that's what you're wanting. Mm-hmm. So it's like you both, like you said, you were judging her, and not in like a bad way, but of like, you're this life, this whatever, but you were also intrigued and made it, it like gravitated you even more, that you both didn't even really know synergetically of what that meant, because y'all are both going through the same thing. And until you both were at the right place to really receive each other, did it come back into full circle to what you beautifully have like right now, which is really cool to see.
Absolutely.
It kind of like manifest into what it is. It's because there's something in both of you that you both needed or saw like relatedly that made your podcast and your friendship work. And why it will continue to work is because it's raw and it's who you both are. And that's the only thing that it is nothing, nobody can take that away from you, is because it's who you are. And that's authentically beautiful.
I saw a freedom in Mila that I felt like I'd lost in motherhood.
That's powerful.
And when I saw her on Instagram, I was jealous because I felt like, oh my God, how is this bitch like still look, because she was living her life. Like, yeah. I'm here, I'm sad, I'm like fat, I feel like I'm supposed to not smoke weed anymore. I can't be like this girl that I was before.
You want some weed?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's
go. I just felt like part of me had died, essentially. And I saw that in Mila, and so I was really attracted to that. And the fact that you said that, that's exactly what it was. It was that I saw something.
Go gadget arm. Sorry. Yeah. Will you? There you go. Sorry.
Please get this girl some weed.
I almost accepted.
She almost took weed from a homeless person on the street.
Oh, it's not confirmed if he was homeless.
He was homeless.
They're all homeless. All right.
If I wasn't there, she would have taken it.
No, I wouldn't have.
There's always that friend, you know, watching someone's back. I got weed for you, girl.
I was like, I hope they smoke weed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you smelled someone you walked in. Maybe, hopefully.
We did. Hopefully. Erica was like, there's weed here.
I was like, yes.
Smell this way. But no, but that's cool because it's like, again, it's the way that you even approached her, and maybe like it was, is that really your natural way to go to someone? Because I'm like, because it kind of seemed like you were a little awkward, even though you knew that that's what you wanted to be your friend. You know, because you're like, hey, like it was almost like a guy who doesn't know. You're like, hey, I want you, like caveman, whatever. Like, you're going to be my friend and we're going to do a date and like whatever. You know what I mean? But at the same time, too, is you're in a place where you don't know, but you know you need someone. You know what I mean? It's like, so like you're triggered off of those things. So it came into this, obviously it worked. How long have you guys kind of been going steady with like the whole, not only with the podcast, but like with your business? Like, did you right away start in the podcast like boomed, or were you doing it kind of testing it before and kind
no,
of?
No, we did no tests.
We did no tests. We just pushed record and we said, oh, let's just put this one out. And I think the leverage we had is that we thought no one was listening, and that we were like, we didn't know we were starting a business. We didn't overthink it. We were just like,
no one's listening to
me.
Like, so we just reset everything, set all the things.
Do you think now, because you know people are listening, that it's shifted the way that you kind of talk, because you're either being politically correct or don't want to be like in this cancel culture?
Not really.
I mean, there's certain like little things every now and then, but we've maybe ever edited like two episodes, maybe ever.
Yeah. Because that's how I feel. Like with my podcast, it's like the one reason why I love it is because it's me being uncensored. And I don't want to have to, like, even if certain things come out kind of like weird, like I can own up to what I'm saying, or like, you know, because it's at the end of the day, it's my opinion. It may be taken away to whatever, but it's like at the end of the day, it's still my opinion. And it's not to be offensive by any means. It's just a conversation.
You know what I mean? There's so much freedom in it, you know, and I think people appreciate that. Like they, the people have gravitated towards our show because we don't say the perfect shit. Like we say a lot of shit that maybe in 10 years I might be like, God damn, why the fuck did I say that?
I mean, there's shit we said 4 years ago.
There's shit I said on like last week. Okay. That I'm like, oh God, should I have said that? You know, like I don't, I'd be lying if I said I don't have anxiety sometimes about the things that I say.
Well, because now you know people, like, the lights are on, you know, in a sense where it's like, it's hard not to kind of say this because even people that said the craziest thing now, it's like the next week people are like, no, we can't listen to them. You know what I mean? But I think that it's cool that you guys stick with that thing is because that's what's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's authentic to what you guys are doing. It's not like a, you know, a stigma. It's who you guys are.
And nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like if I even attempted to do that, it would be, I think that we would have a lot less of an audience and a community because the truth of the matter is I'm not a fucking expert. I'm not a perfect person and I'm growing all the time and I don't claim to be. So you can come back, you know, fucking 5 years from now and say you said this and I'm like, yeah, I did. It wasn't, you know, maybe I changed my mind. Maybe I didn't, but the, you know, nobody's perfect. And I think people have to get used to that. And even I've had to get used to it. Like there are times where I was just like, oh fuck, I said this, but it's honestly been my superpower, you know, that this is me, this is who I am. And I hope that whoever listens understands that like you can fuck up too. Good moms, bad choices. You know, some of the choices are not great. Some of them are, but all of them are a learning experience. If you're consciously trying to grow and being intentional about, you know, life in general. We're not going to be perfect, but hopefully we'll get better.
For sure. What do you think would be your worst bad choice?
I don't.
You made a whole podcast on bad choices. Is there one bad choice that stands out more than the other?
Well, you know what? In my yearbook, my high school 12th grade quote was, no regrets. So I live by that still. 20
so
years
you've
later.
Made no bad choices.
There's been bad choices, but I don't believe in bad choices only because even in the bad choices, I've grown. Mm-hmm. You know, if had I not made bad choices, I would not have be who I wouldn't be who I am
as
today.
As long as there's growth.
There's growth. As long as there's growth. Yeah. It's not I'm just habitually making bad choices with no, you know, with no care and they're not harming people. I think also bad choices is relative.
So then if you've never made a bad choice, then why name your podcast that?
Because I think it's to let everyone know that bad choices are relative. What's a bad choice to you may not be a bad choice to me. Okay. What you think is a bad choice if, you know, I went out and went to a sex club and hung out all night and whatever the fuck I did that brung me peace, you may say, judge me and think it's a bad choice, but for me, it's a good choice. And I think people need to sit on that more and people need to recognize like, you know, there's really light in, there's light in finding peace with the dark side. Mm. I think you have to feed your beast. And people forget that. Like, we are all of balance. There's this yin and this yang of all things. And, you know, even if I was super perfect, whatever the fuck that means, would I be or would I be craving something? You know, like me smoking weed, me drinking tequila, me shaking ass, whatever it is I have to do. You may think it's bad, but that's what I need to do to feed my beast so that on Monday I can show up as an entrepreneur, as a mom, and I'm not feeling starved in certain places. If I need to fuck, if I need to have a one-night stand, if I need to do some weird shit, some kinky shit, whatever that is, that's what I need to do. And to me, it's not bad. To you, it may be, but maybe this podcast and these conversations will really make you sit and think, damn, is it a bad choice? Is that some shit I need to do?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I feel like the reason why I push that is because there is a lot of parallels to like myself. I've been in the adult entertainment industry. So even though I haven't shot scenes in the porn for 5 years, I will always be tied to that. And even myself at a certain level of like when, you know, what's next and even doing the podcast, whatever, it was like, what I started to feel in some ways shame, in some ways things that I was like, but then why? And it was only because I was in a bad place in my life that it was other people's shames and judgment that was casted on me because of what I was, because in business, certain doors weren't being opened because of what I, this, that, and the other, that I was like, at the end of the day, I'm always gonna be judged. But if I can't truly authentically be myself, then what do I have? And there is a happy medium to figure out what that is for me. And I'm not completely there, but I also know that there is parallels to knowing that I can have it all. And having it all only really lies in what is my truth and knowing that it is. And so it's like, again, but being not judged, not having like, oh, you know, if I'm not a single mom, but you're a single mom. I did porn, you didn't do porn. But it's not about a tit for tat. It's about being aware of, like, we all make choices, good, bad, or indifferent, but we all are still human. We all put our pants on every single day like each other.
Or
we
not.
All should deserve respect for sure, but we all are human.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it shouldn't be about any other choice you made. We're it's all about worthy. Who you show up as people and who you are as, like, a, you know, a soul and an entity, and not, like, because you chose to do A, B, C, D.
Look, you are not your one choice, no. you know?
People will try to make you feel that way all the time, but you're not. And I think that that's really, I mean, this podcast, and I'm sure you can attest to this too, just like talking out loud is so powerful. And I'm sure you found a lot of empowerment too in talking on the mic and saying how you feel over and over and over again, where you're like, no, this is who the fuck I am.
Mm-hmm.
I stand in my truth.
For
like,
sure.
This is it. This is, I intentionally did this. I feel good about it, you know? And I think that once you start to kind of really walk in that space, like, you're fucking unstoppable. And that's truly how I feel as a woman at this point in my life, because we get to show up as ourselves every day. That is my fucking job. I have to sit on the mic and say how the fuck I feel.
You
don't have to agree.
You can do whatever.
You don't have to agree, yeah. And that's cool. And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is to have conversations, and so that I can grow and I can question my ideas and be like, do I actually think that? Or did someone tell me that?
For sure.
Is that really my identity, or is that what someone that told me? You know?
Yeah, and a lot of our beliefs are put on us.
But because I think that, and only because me doing work myself, is like, it's programs that we're conditioned to believe that work for us in whatever, you know, society thing. It's because of how you were raised, what you saw growing up, and, like, you know, your household. And so it's like programs you think of how you express or need love. And sometimes they're toxic, and sometimes it's not. It just needs work. But it's like what you're trying to show up and be present with. And I feel like a lot of people are just wild and all over the place, and just either, you know, they think recklessly. A lot of people are doing things, and then they get together because we talked about earlier, like, the scraps of what you think that you deserve. But then you're like, but it's, as females, we get more emotionally invested. And then we're like, oh, fuck, I like this person, but I really, there is a million red flags and I don't even fucking like this person, but I'm a female and I'm going to take care of you, motherfucking.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, it's like you're cutting yourself to, like, save.
That's a whole other conversation.
Save who. So you said, okay, from the beginning, you stated a couple, all this stuff. Obviously, time has passed. What is your dating life currently?
I'm dating. I'm at a point now. There was a time, you know, right after I became single, I was really, like, just trying to fuck. Like, I was just like, I have had sex with one person for a long period
of time.
So
did you use the Tinder thing for the fucking thing?
Yes.
Because that's what the only thing, I can't use dating sites because of who I am. They think it's a catfish. They think whatever, like, people, whatever.
No.
But I've had girlfriends. I live vicariously. I'm like, what are you doing? But she's used it too, only for fucking.
Well,
but some people attest to a claim they found.
I've done both. But at that point in my life, like, I really, you know, as a newly single mom who had been like this, I guess my life kind of blew up a little bit, and I had been so invested in my relationship, I almost didn't even know how to, like, do it anymore. Like, and I
it's
need,
like, how do you ride a bike? Training.
I didn't know how to do it anymore. That, you know, but even the dating app thing felt weird to me because I'd been in a relationship for so long. I was like, is this, like, Christian Mingle? Like, what the fuck is this? Is for old people? Like, what is Tinder? Oh my God, what if someone sees me? But I needed the
validation. But you were willing to try.
I needed the validation. I needed the validation. And I think a lot of single moms can understand that feeling too, of, like, when you're getting out of a relationship that maybe was toxic, that maybe wasn't, that maybe was abusive, that maybe was whatever it was that made you feel less than. And not unfortunately, I feel totally actually empowered in it. I needed the validation. And once I got it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, no shame about it. You needed something you were lacking for years. You were in a relationship that probably didn't start, like, you know, with, for women,
it
we check out a long time.
I was starved, and I needed to feel full.
Yeah.
And part of that was feeling sexy again. Part of that was just meeting people and having conversations. I've met a lot of cool people on dating apps as well. Now, granted, I've also met some weirdos. Okay. There's some weird ass niggas out here. Okay. But
in the world, there is, girl, not even just locally, everywhere.
Especially locally.
But I attest.
But generally, I've had pretty decent experiences.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm a good read of person, I guess, even on the internet. I don't know. I ask the right questions.
Okay. You're intuitive. I feel like you're an empath.
I'm a Scorpio, so
I feel like you read a lot of things. Like, you're very deep into, like, feelings.
I am deep. I definitely am. I feel like my intuition is high.
Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, dating apps was something that I feel was like really, people always ask us like, as a single mom, like, how do you get back into dating? Dating apps. Get on a fucking dating app. Just don't be embarrassed. Just do it. Go meet somebody. Talk to someone.
Did you ever see someone that on there that you knew?
Yeah.
Did you swipe with them?
Sometimes when I wanted to be, you know.
Naughty?
Naughty.
When you were drinking too much wine?
It was either naughty or I was just like, hey, what's up? I see you here too.
The validation.
Well, it's that, but it's also like, I see you. We're both out here. Mm-hmm. How are you? Are you okay?
But it's also you see him, but you want him to see you too.
A little bit. Yeah, well, obviously. Yeah, for sure.
Did any of those go anywhere?
No. I like to meet new people.
Okay.
I'm very much like, I don't really go, I don't really go backwards into the.
It's just a tease. It's a chase.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I can flirt all day. I have text boyfriends all day. I don't want to talk to any of them really in person. And I'm like, I'm busy. I can't talk to you.
But now my dating life is different. I mean, like, that was the beginning.
This is post-pandemic.
This is
my dream. Pandemic is post-pandemic. A dark place. Let's put this out there. So before that, that's how that was. Now it's very dark now.
Every day is a different day, okay? Like, some days I feel like I sometimes I feel really sexual. Some days I don't, you know? Just, like, some seasons I feel like I want to date a lot. And, like, if I'm still single, and other times I just want to be left the fuck alone or I want to have a one-night stand. And
you sound like a smooth TLC song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to crush a lot.
Right now, currently in my life, I am focused.
I don't know how dated that made me, but I'm like, you know, you're just talking to me.
I'm a smooth talker. You like that?
You like that? Your phone sucks operating me about this.
If I can smooth talk Alexis Texas, I'm fucking winning in life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're smooth talking, bitch.
Yeah, you're one of my favorites.
I love that. Okay, let's pause on that because you're the one, after obviously sitting on the couch when you said a year ago, how big of a fan were you? Does that mean that you like watched my porn?
Obviously, you
didn't see my podcast because you didn't watch anything.
No, I watched your porns. I watched you.
My multiple porns private.
She literally told me today, I was like, this is confessions. Of good moms. Today I was
good,
like,
good mom's choice.
Good mom's bad choices.
Confessions at private time.
These are my confessions.
I was like, are you going to tell her? She's like, I'm a huge fan. I was like, are you going to tell her? She's like, I'm a huge fan and I've come to her so many times. I said, are you going to tell her? She said, of course. I can't wait. And I was like, okay. I was just like, okay. And then you know what I said? And I forgot. I'm pissed. I'm not pissed. I'm kind of
She's
pissed.
She's like, I don't know what she looks like.
I was like, should I masturbate her to her tonight?
That was your thought?
Yeah, I said that. I was like, should I try? Maybe I should go see her.
I'll send you some. I'll send you my top five Alexis Texas
I'll do you even better. Before you leave, I will send you home with Alexis Texas toys.
You can
definitely have fun to me later. But I was intrigued because sometimes a lot of females, obviously you guys are open, your toes are all being raw, they don't really either have favorites or talk about it openly of certain things, or it's just like men or whatever, you know what I mean? So I've always loved, like, again, the sociology part of, like, when I've been doing signings is I love when women are honest about that because we all want to get off, or we emulate because we're curvy, or because we see whatever, or you just get off because you're whatever the fuck your fetish is. It's cool to see a woman only being fascinated with it and not just a man.
Right. Same.
Because it's like being the sexual part of it. Like, sex to me is art. Like, it's not just like, oh, like, you know, obviously it could be grimy.
It is art.
But it's me, that's the whole reason when I got into porn and told my parents, I was like, it's like porn to me. It's like art. It's how I express myself. Like, I've always liked being naked. Like, I was always the one to, like, I showed my tits. It wasn't something that I felt over-sexualized. I felt comfortable in my own skin. From an early age, I didn't know what that meant. But I always knew that people were going to know my name. I didn't know on what level or what that meant. But when I found my quote-unquote niche of what I was good, I found the lane and I just rode with it because I was always a sexual person and I didn't see sex as a bad thing. It was liberating to me. I found out how to be a woman. I learned things about my body that I don't think I ever would have if I wouldn't have been in porn, from the partners to knowing what they did and just being liberating of the like fact that I could do whatever I wanted because who was going to tell me no?
Mm-hmm.
And then directing my own stuff and like seeing all those things. So it was a good experience for me, and I have no negative things. It's only just made me empowered. So when I see women like yourselves enjoying the same types of things on a different levels is fascinating because that's how it should be. It shouldn't be like I'm not no different than either one of you. We drink tequila together. We smoke whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like how you live in life should be how you're like how you are judged, I guess, if anybody should be judged. Yeah. And not because of the choices that you choose to make every day.
Absolutely. I think I can relate to that in so many ways. Like, even growing up, I knew that I was sexual. You know, I knew I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the gaze.
And I knew how to get men's attention.
Me early too. I did. I realized that. I can almost remember, like,
I was like eight, seven. Me too. Seven or eight.
I literally remember.
Which is sad, but I did.
No, but you know what? That's crazy that you said that. I'm happy you said that.
And like underwear that was like fucking princess fucking thing. Still, and like fake training bras.
But
that's how. Yeah.
Well, it's when you become aware of your body.
But that's the power what I'm saying. But also not because it's also crazy for me, but the fact that those men in return like things like that.
Well,
and that's how you learn to over sexualize those things, because you're the reaction that you get.
But even removing the man, like, and just like talking just, about yeah. your like, I know at a very young age I felt sexual, like, even without the male gaze, like, I knew that I was just feeling things and right. interested in things and felt intuitively like, oh, I get that.
Or I saw certain that. Type of women and were like, oh, I like that. I want to be like that, you know? And I think it's not spoken about enough. And sorry, I cut you
off. No, I was going to agree with you and say it's not spoken about enough because everyone over-sexualizes everything. But we're humans. We are sexual beings. We are sex.
And I feel like it's such a sticky subject.
And there's no time limit.
But you guys also said earlier you were born and raised in the Valley. I'm from Texas. I was over-sexual. I didn't see anything. Right. I was just, I don't know why. Well, that's why. How
you know it, because you're human.
But that's how you're human.
But what I'm saying, of like taking the whole, that part out of it, is that I didn't know any better. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. But when you see the reaction is when you're like, oh, I'm doing something good. Okay. Because you don't understand the difference of whatever. And not that it was like something like in a non-sexual way, but it was just the attention of knowing that I could gravitate people's attention from doing something of like dancing, singing. I didn't know how to sing. I still don't know how to sing.
But you'll do it.
I will lip sing and I will karaoke and I can put on a performance, but I was a dancer. I was on a stage thing. So it was about drawing in that attention of what the, like, for me, I always say, like, I'm like Beyonce and like J-Lo, but I don't sing. I'm like the performer of it, but I don't. Like, I can put on a show. I can, you know, I can host. I can like do, I can talk about anything. I can talk. I can do a lot of things.
No, but
you're a talented ass bitch.
You're a talented ass bitch. Period. and it's true.
And you masturbated to me and came to me a lot. You don't hear that private talk. She's going to be a new fan.
I am. I can't wait.
We're turning.
She will masturbate to you tonight.
I will. I meant to do it last night. I'm pissed that I forgot.
Tonight's the night, baby.
The thing about
it's Friday night.
Erica is an avid porn watcher.
I got you weed. I got you tequila, girl.
Now I'm ready to go home to you.
You got the rose.
I'm about to give you. Fuck the rose. I got Alexis. Oh, that's what got the rose. You can use both. I'm sure the rose is good. I've heard great things. I just
bitch.
She's like, that's my new boyfriend.
Bitch.
You can't give them any more advertising.
I don't give a fuck.
They gotta pay.
I don't even master.
You don't send her a fucking rose. Who advertises?
I bought it. I fucking bought it.
You're gonna make it go dead of quickly the way you're talking about it.
I bought it from Taste Vita.
She keeps it charged.
And I swear to fucking God,
charge goes out too.
I've never masturbated so much in my life. I masturbated today on FaceTime.
But okay,
oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, pause. Sorry. So the rose, is it only clitoral stimulated?
It's clitoral.
So
only.
It's a suction thing.
Yeah, it's a suction thing. It vibrates and it suctions.
Are you a Hitachi girl?
What does that mean?
Oh yeah, girl.
I'm a humper. I like clitoral. I'm a humper.
And you don't know what a Hitachi is?
No. Oh, can you tell me?
Well, Alexis Texas toy up there is kind of like a Hitachi. That's the one you'll get. So basically, that's like my boyfriend. That's why I'm okay with being single for the last 2 years of my life. So you can have, you know, old school, you had to plug it into a wall, but now they have wireless things. So it used to be a back massager.
Yeah, it's a back massager.
But it's basically all clitoral.
Remember, you used to make fun of mine that I used to plug into
like,
the fucking
she's
wall?
She's like, bitch, I've been knowing. I use them in my movies a lot.
I don't know if I saw those ones.
I can't wait.
The one with me and Gianna Michaels, I used a Hitachi in that. It was a really hot scene. It was in Batwoman, one of them. I can't remember. I may probably have upstairs too. That's how old I am.
Okay, but we need all the toys.
But who even has a DVD player anymore? Does those exist?
No.
No, I never bought DVD porn. I've always looked
on websites. I actually do. I have one. I have two.
So you stole a lot of porn.
Is that what I did?
I don't know. You looked on website. You didn't pay for shit.
I know.
Exactly.
Now you're coming.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just went to the places they told me to go.
Who is they?
Men.
Wait, not us venturing of the sensuality of young women to hardcore porn.
Fuck, I knew there were options to pay, but I was a teenager. I was broke, Alexis. Fuck.
Okay, you have a subscription to my OnlyFans now?
I will, yeah. Okay, you'll thanks. Be my first and only.
Okay, thanks. All the like, you know, the long, hard work I
you
used.
Will be my first and you're only right. OnlyFans right. subscription.
You're right. I like it. I might just, you know. I don't
what
know.
Are you doing over there? What's happening on your OnlyFans?
Don't you want to know?
I do. Fuck. God damn. You download this shit right now.
You see how you...
Do I need to download it live right now?
You do.
Ooh. Is it in the App Store? I don't even do it. Where do I get it? Is it App Store only?
Fan? Do you remember who your first celebrity crush was?
I do. I was 5, and it was Tevin Campbell.
Ooh.
I remember vividly.
Wow, mine was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
He was 2nd.
JTT.
Did you have him on your wall?
Every fucking where.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Tiger Heat, whatever those other ones were called. IBOP, high pop. I had a Bible. I had literally, oh my God, I really forgot about this. It was
did
like,
you masturbate to this Bible?
It was
Bible?
Like 100 pages. I would make my mom buy me all the magazines. I'd cut his pictures out and just
did
made a Bible.
Did you masturbate to this?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
You just like, had like wet dreams. Yeah. Humping.
The humps.
There was a serious lusting happening. It was under my bed because I knew like it was crazy.
That's where you hide things when you know it's
crazy. It
was hidden
under my bed because if someone found it, like, bitch, what are you doing? You know what I'm doing. Like,
oh, my God. He came to, like, a bar I worked at as an adult in Silver Lake as, like, a real adult.
He didn't age well.
He didn't. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. He came in, like, 3 times, and my friend was like, you know that it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I was like, what? I was like, you're fucking
the
lying.
The drugs. I was like, the I drugs don't age them well.
Was he doing drugs?
I mean, allegedly.
What? I didn't know that. I was pissed.
He's a child, you know, star.
Isn't he gay?
He's so fine. He looked like a little lion.
A little lion. Is that your nickname for him? You little lion.
I wonder if he's a Leo. I don't know his sign. He's like a little lion. His squinty little eyes. His mane.
Can you shut
little sharp jawline. So cute.
You little lion.
He's still a little lion. A little one.
What's your craziest celebrity run-in?
Craziest celebrity run-in. Oh,
girl,
God.
You know you've been around celebrities. You're from the Valley. You know you've been here.
Like a good one, though?
Like, yeah. What does crazy mean?
I know.
Like exciting or, like, crazy?
You have both?
I'm an Erykah Badu fan, so meeting her was, like, crazy
Did
for
you,
me.
Like, really, like, you almost faint?
Yeah, she's the only person I didn't know how to talk to. I was like,
no words came out.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I remember a few times I was silent all 3 times. I didn't know what to say.
She's like, she's mute. She's the mute's back.
That person doesn't talk.
Yeah. That's the only one I could think of right now.
I can't really think of a good one. I could just think of, like, one time, not that long ago again. My memory is shit. This weed is not doing me well. But, like, I saw Mace in Atlanta, and I was totally starstruck. And I was trying to convince him to drink, and he's, like, Christian, so Mace. He wouldn't.
Oh, this is reformed Mace.
This is reformed Mace. Mace was big, like, when we were in, like, 5th grade. So I was like, come on. I don't know. That's really
it's like, you know you want to.
Right.
Hmm.
Are we jaded? I think it's probably.
I was like, I'm from LA. I don't think anyone's a celebrity. Like,
I think it's funny because, like, so one of my really good friends, like, she's from the Valley too, born, like, raised, and, like, she'll say certain things, and she's like, it's like nothing. I'm like, you realize that, like, that's a big deal to a lot of people. Like, I too have been here since I'm 21. I'm 36 now. But, like, I get certain things when I'm like, people don't live like that.
No,
like,
I know.
Even the amounts of certain things, like, you just don't understand. And it's just, like, in a sense, it's not necessarily you're jaded, but it's just a different level of, like, what you compared things to. Like, you would have no idea what certain things in Texas, like, it was, like, I can remember being in an apartment for $215. Like,
what?
Wow. Exactly. In college.
Didn't I tell you we need to move to Texas?
You
I don't know how many
that.
Times I have to tell
time.
You.
It's time. It's time.
Let's start the compound,
can
girls.
We,
let's
we
go.
I want
let's
a compound.
Go.
I do want to get the compound.
It'll be big enough. Like, we
let's just have everything bigger in Texas. We'll go to Austin. You know,
we'll put a garden.
This is exactly my plan.
We could be naked.
I'm done.
Okay. Raise the children. Like, ship some guys in.
Let's go on a trip to Texas and go scouting.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm done.
I'm not kidding.
I like have I've inserted myself.
Look, we're doing that. We're also gonna be. We're getting land in Costa Rica. We're about to be out.
We have a couple. We should have a couple like compounds.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question about that. So I saw on your site, what is the whole retreat thing about? So I've been to like hedonism. I've been to Jamaica, like, but it wasn't like a whole retreat. Like it seems like you guys have like workshops, like things. Is this your first time, second time? How, tell us a little bit about that.
This will be our third retreat in Costa Rica, and it's a women's retreat, and it's really centered around taking a break and just living your fucking life. It's centered around sisterhood and meeting other women, because as adults, I think women, we have a hard time making friends, and I think making friends that really understand one another. And
not judging
you. And this space really allows women to just come as they are. We're out there. We're getting natal chart readings. Our titties are out. We're swimming naked. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I saw you do your packaging, you know, with your tits out.
Yeah.
And which I was like, you know.
Titties out, not a requirement. But if that's what you want to do, you do that. Like, we make sure that everyone just feels taken care of. Because for us, it's not a mom's retreat, although a lot of moms come. Because we handle everything. Because we know as women, like, you just want to go somewhere. Isn't it, wouldn't it be nice to just go somewhere and not have to fucking think about shit?
Show up.
And not make a decision and just unwind and relax and fucking go to the beach and get massages and have workshops. So we are having, we host a workshop, and then we're actually having two of our former guests. One, her name is Trap Yoga Bay on Instagram. And then our second one is Samaya of Sexual Essentials. Do you know Samaya?
I don't.
You need to know Samaya.
You should, yeah.
Yeah. Sexual Essentials is coming week two. So, yeah, it's just a place where you kind of can just let it all go.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I think it's really cool because I feel like there's not enough things where people, like, I think in work like that, people are very skeptical of certain things. That's why it's cool, like, that, you know, not only is this, like, your third time doing it, but also being, like, effective and, like, having more and more people want to go and, like, be a part of it, because I feel like people do need release. People do need a place. And then with the podcast and everything like that, it's having, like, they almost kind of know you. There's a relationship about it where they trust what you're speaking about, because there's a, you know, a relationship kind of built before you kind of know them, the same way where you guys met with Instagram. It's like some kind of connect where you're drawn to the material, the content, or what that is, to like open you to the space of like what that sisterhood could be.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool.
It really
to have
is. It's a manifestation of really, I think, me and Mila's relationship in ways, and the ways that we, the tools that we utilize for growth, and the things that we're interested in learning more about. And we bring our community in on the ride with us. Like, hey, I'm kind of interested in this. You want to try this shit with me?
Mm.
You know, like, that's what a lot of our.
Let's do it.
You know, like, hey.
Yeah, it's a lot of saying
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So it's a really special thing that me and Mila accidentally kind of fell upon, and it's like the one of the most exciting parts of my business right now, because I can't believe that healing and like relaxing and connecting is what I get to do, and also like how I get to encourage other women to do it. And I've seen the transformations that these women come one way and they leave in a whole other way.
Erica and I think because this Unity was like this brand, this business was kind of born accidentally. We've really honed in on our ability to manifest together. And I think we only realized how powerful it was when we would just speak things to each other, and then like so easily it'd be like boom. And to the point where we would like start testing it, it was kind of felt witchy. And I think we both knew we were witches separately, but when we started to realize like, oh, if we say things and agree on them and make the decision together, boom. They happen to the point where
it's powerful, for sure.
It's super powerful. And I think women kind of lose that power because of shame, because of judgment, because of projection, because of, you know.
Every woman has that power.
Every woman has that power. And I think we only kind of honed in our own individual power when we saw the power it had together. And it would be just like down to little tiny shit to huge shit. And I'd be like, oh, shit. It was like, oh, like it was like this kind of conjuring and such, where we kind of realized like anything we speak, we can have. And so we started to be intentional with that energy. And when we kind of applied that to this retreat, which also the retreat manifested super like, here you go, bitch.
Organically,
literally, yeah. Like, here you go. And doing that in like groups of 24. Mm-hmm. And like women being open and being in touch with their feminine and being, you know, dancing, being naked and being empowered and being fed. It's just like this really, really powerful experience that we cultivated. And it's like, it is a manifestation of this chance we took and of this relationship, because like on a higher scale, when women tap into that shit, it's so powerful. It's literally like a resurrection.
For sure. I think it's, you know, important to touch on those things and to see, like, you know, not only are we, you know, powerful individually, but as, you know, unified together in the same path, it's, you know, could be so much more. So I think it's really cool to have a space for, you know, females to be in that glorified state, to kind of be open to whatever, because I'm sure nobody really knows what you're going to come in and get, you know what I mean? And each time is a little bit different. So it's really cool to see that kind of come out. So I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you. You should come.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, come hang out really with us
in the jungle.
That's a little bit more about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm always up for like new things. I feel like for me, this last year of my life has been more personal work because of what I've done, like traveling wise. I was so busy, you know, I've been divorced, I've done all these things, but you kind of like don't ever have time to process things. Mm-hmm. And so being in the pandemic kind of gave me a real slowdown process to deal with things. Not that I hadn't before, but little things that were kind of still lingering of things and really kind of like work those things out to where I'm at now. So I feel like those are all like open things of why I'm invited to new opportunities. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's really cool. So I have a question. Have you ever taken home a souvenir from a one night stand?
Oh, like secretly?
Yeah.
No, I should though.
I like that. It's like a why serial, have I been like, doing? It's like this? A serial killer.
Why have I never obsessed. Done this? Yeah, I'm pissed.
But actually, recently
I'm giving you new ideas.
Whoa! Okay.
Recently, I was at the airport with my lover, and I don't know why I had like I must have like stuffed shit in different bags. And there's like a pair of panties that I had worn and on top of a bag, and I was like, "You take these with you."
That's sweet.
Yeah. Smell them.
I like. Yeah, that's what I said.
Do it. Next time when you're at like the rest in dinner, you know, you should do it, take him off and put him in his pocket.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Take those home, bad boy.
I need all these tips.
Have you ever gotten a tattoo that you regretted?
Yes.
Yes.
What is it?
I had my baby daddy's name tattooed on my butt in the 12th curse. Grade.
The curse.
The curse. And that's why I have a baby.
It bit you in the ass.
No,
it's
been
12th grade.
Did it cover up or is it still back
Oh,
then?
No, it's covered up.
Was it still back there? Was it?
It's covered. It's for sure covered.
Mine is not a legendary story. It's just this ugly ass tattoo.
What does it say?
It says love, but everyone always thinks it says lover. And then my
you explain it all the time, and you're like,
it's so annoying. And then I went.
Just get a Lexus Texas on it.
I could just put an A there. I went and got this with an ex-boyfriend. He didn't get it. I just went because I wanted to get a tattoo. And then the next day, he went and got the same one and, like, surprised me. And I was very...
Is that really a surprise? Is that the crazy one? Horrible yeah. surprise.
I was not happy. And so it's not even my tattoo anymore. Mm. I've had it for
too long. It has, like, a bad taste.
And I just got this. And so I feel like I need to, like, clear this so that I can do more. I want to sleep, I think.
What about you? Do you have tattoos?
I have none.
I was looking at you. I was like, sight. I'm like, I don't see any tattoos.
None. I like, so once upon a time, many moons ago, like when we were, like me and my girlfriends, we were all going to get one when we were 18, but my birthday is the last. And I was like, there's nothing I want to put on my body that would ever. And everyone, like, they had horrible tattoos.
So you're like, thanks for going
not
first.
Not doing it. No, that didn't happen. And then I thought about getting my wedding date on my wrist. Thank God I never did. Because all of his... Well, that sounds horrible.
All of his all of his wives?
His ex-wife. There was only one. I was going to say all of them. I'm the second one. His other ex-wife had his name on him, which was the curse when they say that whole thing. So yeah. I was like, I will never put your name on me ever. But I was like, I'd put my wedding date.
That's a curse too, bitch. They're all curses.
Okay? I didn't get it, ho. I'm tattoo free because I knew it was toxic.
Write that
I was
shit like, in your heart, okay?
Right. Bitch, I wrote that shit in my mind that said run. I had to plan my escape plan for a long time, but I made it.
I'm so proud of you.
I am proud of you.
How often do you masturbate?
Now with the rose, more often than ever.
You just got the rose.
No, well, I got it like 3 months ago, and it's still the most I've masturbated ever.
You seem like you're in the relationship with the rose. Is that who you were talking about? Your love? Your love?
Is that the AKA? The panties to?
It's true. I gave my rose my panties.
People now are like, I have a what is
it's
it?
Hanging
like,
on my bedside. Panties.
He's actually waiting for me now, guys. Y'all are way past my curfew. The rose is calling.
I gotta go.
Did you get a rose tonight?
Did I get a rose tonight? No, I got it about like 2 months ago, but I've been using it maybe twice a week, and that's more than I ever masturbate, ever.
So what was your number prior to the rose and you're entering your life?
Maybe like once every 2 months.
What did you use prior to having the rose?
I hump pillows.
It's still to this day? That's not a childhood thing you like got out of? Bitch.
This is your bad choice.
I found out what your bad choice is.
Finally said this.
I found out what your bad choice is, bitch. I'm gonna say you've been humping pillows. How old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
That's a problem. That is a problem. You know, Miss Texas, again, not a doctor by degree, but I'm a doctor in a lot of things, and I will preach your attention.
Okay, so.
Everyone has their kinks, Alexis.
Yeah, but a pillow. I did that when I was like 12.
I haven't matured out of my childhood masturbation style.
That's a problem, bitch, at 30.
Not masturbation style.
Oh, I got the rose, and I'm about to get the
Alexis.
She's
doing
Texas.
Better. She has
You know
rose.
What it is?
Give her some credit.
My face, I don't even
give
know.
Give her some credit.
I got Botox, and I know you can still see what's going on.
Actually, it looks pretty calm. It's doing well.
My toxic trait is that
I prefer to hump people, and so I'll just call people.
Okay, but are you fucking people all the whole time? Like, you can't fuck person every day. Like, I need to come.
Some people don't masturbate every day.
Okay.
You masturbate every day?
Yeah. It's healthy.
I agree.
Are you angry every day?
No. I smoke weed.
Me too. But honestly, I don't need to masturbate all the time. I more do it at the end of the day to go to sleep. Because I know it's a sure win. Knock you out with one punch. Hitachi. Shit. Great.
What the fuck does Hitachi mean? Humping?
No, it's the actual tool.
I'm concerned, but then you just said you have pillows. Like, so I don't even judge. But I hump pillows.
You're judging me.
I'm not judging. I'm just trying to like state the. This is like dateline. I'm stating the facts. You know.
I'm not proud of it. I've been working on it.
She's working on it. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Well, we're gonna get you out of this.
What if it's just what I like? My pussy likes the hump.
No, your pussy doesn't know what it likes yet. It hasn't been introduced to things that aren't
Alexis,
the pillow.
Why don't you show her then?
I mean, that's a whole other episode. We're not after dark.
That's the Patreon. We're going to have to get on that.
Who's that?
Patreon?
Who is that?
Are you looking at me like I'm nuts?
It's like the OnlyFans for
podcasting. It's like the not, it's like, yeah, it's not the, it's like oh. the light like,
OnlyFans. She's like, I do the real thing, so I don't know. Wait, speaking of which, I was in the middle
I'm like,
of,
who the fuck is
I was it? In the middle
I mean,
of
I've heard of Patreon, but I don't know, for podcasts, I don't know anything like that.
Well,
maybe do I not know what's going on? Fuck, Frenchie.
But trust me, it's not as exciting as OnlyFans, but.
So do you have an OnlyFans?
No.
What is your thoughts on OnlyFans?
Tell me the truth. I like to have my titties out.
Hey, that's what you do on OnlyFans.
We don't have an OnlyFans only because we already tell a lot of our explicit business.
Oh, found it. Okay, I was looking for that. I wasn't really meaning to boo you. I was really
were you trying to boo me, bitch?
No, I mean it did boo you, but I was trying to look at the button I really needed, and it was that one.
What was it?
She wants the truth.
What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? Because you're very open-minded.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
I feel like I already tell a lot of explicit stories. The people don't also need visuals. But also, I'd hate to censor my pictures on Instagram. Also, my boyfriend's on OnlyFans and does porn, so it's just I feel like I could just set
Whoa,
about.
Whoa, there's a lot of things there to be unloaded.
Why can't I find you on OnlyFans?
Alexis,
I'm looking on OnlyFans.
Alexis_Texas.
Oh, okay. I'm looking. I downloaded OnlyFans live
so
that I could look at Alexis.
Okay, let's see where we start.
Okay.
So you're very open-minded. So obviously you're with the man who does porn. Mm-hmm. Does he do porn by, like, is he doing stuff with other performers?
Yeah,
is he doing
both.
Everything?
Both.
But are you in an open relationship or are you just monogamous?
No, we're not monogamous.
With him?
We're not monogamous.
So, but is he your boyfriend? Y'all are exclusive.
We're not monogamous. Exclusive.
Well, then how is he your boyfriend?
I don't know, Alexis.
So he's your entanglement.
No, this is her boyfriend.
Well, that's the thing is, so
entanglement.
So that means that if that's your boyfriend, you're all in an open relationship because you both can do whatever you want to do and whatever your rules are in between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in return, not saying that you have to go full out and do sex stuff with anybody, but are you already on your current Instagram page doing sexy pictures or doing things that people wouldn't be able to have access to if you did do, because you already now are a personality, to want to pay whatever it is you said to do? Because that's the thing is, most people, like, people all think that OnlyFans is porn. It's not. Some people go from, they just saw that there were sexy pictures, and if you're doing bikini pics or whatever it is, whatever.
My wife also told me no. Things. My wife said no.
Are you
no.
an OnlyFans
advocate?
Ambassador?
No. And not only...
Erica did tell me no, though.
And
why are you blaming me for you're a grown-ass woman?
But you did tell me no.
I said I would prefer not to.
And that's, again, choices. So, again, and it's not the only thing that's for OnlyFans, because there's a lot of other platforms as well that you can use. For me, it's this fact that you don't have to use any certain thing to be over-sexualized, but you use your niche of something, right? So if it's, hey, not even for your pictures, maybe you're doing a thing where a segment on your, where you can only do your podcast, certain exclusive that you only talk about there. There's other platforms to do it where you, as a content creator, can capitalize, where it doesn't have to be sexualized. People think OnlyFans, oh, it's only whatever. It's not like that all the time. So I think
I think that the OnlyFans that me and Mila were talking about was not that. It was sex.
Also,
it was sexual.
Also, the thing is, like, the platform is used for a lot of different things. I use it
start with that. It didn't start that way. Yeah.
OnlyFans originated from that.
And
OnlyFans from, but y'all's idea, you're saying.
I know there's like horoscope readers on OnlyFans. There's all types of different creators.
The truth is of the matter, Alexis, is nobody.
I'm just saying.
We have literally no energy to go on one more fucking platform.
I'm just saying that as entrepreneur women, that there are certain things that you're already doing and using the content to put in another platform that's doing the same amount of thing, it's something to think about.
I've definitely considered
it. Not saying whatever, and there's maybe not even that, OnlyFans isn't the one to do that, but there's other platforms that could do something that you're using the same type of things that will satisfy what you're doing, that could fund whatever your else is doing. You know what I mean? It's just food for thought.
Do you need to be can you be our OnlyFans manager?
I'm busy, bitch,
but you know, I feel like you have a vision and we need to talk about this off camera.
I definitely have lots of visions, but definitely, I mean, for me, I feel like I'm all about women empowerment. I love people and women growing off what you're comfortable doing. That's what I'm saying. If some things just don't work, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? But if there's an in for something which you ladies are not judgmental and whatever, and it's not saying you're going full-fledged to doing porn. I think there's a bad perception of what people think that it is. As soon as they say, oh, you have an OnlyFans, oh, you're automatic. No, there's so many different things. Just because one does something doesn't mean it has to be the other.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. And I know
food for thought. But, you know, we definitely can have a business conversation about all those things and run ideas.
We love collaboration. We love to collaborate. If we can collaborate with another woman and OnlyFans, we'll do it. Especially if it makes sense and it's curated beautifully, because we're some curated ass bitches. We love beautiful images. I was just thinking today, like, we need to have another sexy shoot.
I'm down.
And then maybe we can debut it with directed by Alexis Texas on OnlyFans exclusively.
Ooh, hey, I like this idea. I have a lot of, you know, things and tools under my belt that I am.
Maybe do some goddess worship.
I have lots, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, I see that.
I see in our future.
Yeah.
I think we should take a shot, and I think then we should start The Truth with Texas.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, wait. Okay. All right, we are back and ready for my favorite part, Truth with Texas. We are going to play a little game that I love to play with my guest. There's four aces here. Each ace suit is a different type of question. We will go through each of the cards and get to know you a little bit more intimately.
I feel a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. I think that, you know, you're an open book. You'll give me what we need. Ace of Spades. So it's a naughty question, which is one of our favorites here.
I'm a naughty girl.
Do you like dirty talk?
I fucking love a filthy fucking dirty.
I love how you know what she's going to say.
mouth. I am the fucking, if there was a mascot for give me a dirty, filthy fucking mouth.
Do you also have a dirty mouth?
No.
So are you silent when the dirty mouth talking is happening?
I can do a little jargon.
Can you give us a little role play?
Oh, wow. Okay. Like, yes, daddy. Fuck me. Yes, daddy. I'll be your little slut. You know, just like, I like to be like submissive and dirty talk, but there's some things that if I get really open and really turned on, then I can get like,
so it's really like you need the partner, the other person to like, you know, go back and forth.
Yeah,
so like,
I really need you to bring it out of me.
But I like that the start from that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Like,
your daddy's submissive. Because some people could either daddy or they don't. It just depends. But like when you really are submissive, it usually goes there.
Yeah, I like to really be submissive. And like I would really like for you to put me in that submissive place. And then I can return. Roll but play. I do like a dirty, not too much. Don't do too much. Don't relax. You know.
What's your safe word?
I don't have one.
Shut the fuck up.
What would it be if you had a fun, safe word to use, like for, you know, partner?
Purple.
Okay. What if they don't know what purple, you're like, purple what, bitch?
I feel like the only way to have a safe word is if the person knows it. But that reminds me, I forgot to tell you, in Atlanta, I passed out.
Where?
In sex? In or sex. Just passed out?
During sex you passed out?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like he was choking me. Mid-stroke?
He was choking me and fucking me, and I was drunk. And it was like probably like 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I was like...
For how long were you out?
I don't know. Not long.
Did he tell you were out?
I was like, where am I?
Did
was
he
like,
say...
He was like, did you just pass out?
Like, I don't know, keep going.
I was like, yeah, I did. I wasn't sure. But
did it make your pussy wetter?
A little, yeah, it did. I was kind of jealous. I was like, what's happening? Oh, no, who is this?
Jealous.
And then he was like, did you just pass out? And I was like, yeah. And then he kept going.
So
like,
choked or spanked? Choked all the way.
Both.
No, one or the other. We're not being greedy, bitch.
Okay, I'm a greedy bitch, but choked.
Yeah, choked for
so
sure.
So that wasn't your first time being choked out?
No, no.
Have you came to being choked out?
I don't know. Probably close. I like
but
it.
But you get off to it.
I do.
And you?
Absolutely. I love being choked. Like, I don't love being
choked. She's like, I actually hate that you told that story because I don't have one.
No. I'm not typically a dirty talk person, but I recently started sleeping with someone that's really good at it. Mm. And I was like, oh, I get it. I even told her. I was like, bitch, I get it. What the fuck?
Bitch.
And so did it make you want to like heighten your dirty talk?
Oh, my God. I'm not a big dirty talker, but I said some shit.
But why? Said some shit because I shouldn't like have said. You feel like it's not gonna be sexy, or because why?
I don't want to think that hard. I don't want to think that hard.
But sometimes it's not about thinking. It's about in the moment, like she said, like in certain things, it's gonna bring out certain stuff. I don't overthink certain things.
No, it did. No, it does.
I'm gonna tell you,
but
maybe
I'm not
it doesn't
force
sound
it because you're right. Doing it. If it comes, then it comes, and it will come.
But the next time, maybe it's me stimulate your brain to maybe you may say saying shit you should just let come out.
Yeah, I've been put on the spot, and I didn't like that. Like, fuck.
Like talk what? To me dirty?
Yeah, like, I've been like, fuck. But,
you know, what's funny with me is that because of, like, what my profession was, I typically before in my personal life would be intimidated, but wouldn't want to say things because I don't want to be too porno.
Yeah.
So then people are like, do you even like me? And I'm like, because I'm like, I'm not trying to send you a nude, and I do that on OnlyFans, like buy my shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I also too have to be like, I have to send personal pics to people because I should say people, whatever. I'm not with anybody, but I'm just saying it at the time. It's like, so they're just like, well, just don't send me stuff you send to other people. And I'm like, hard to
that's
do.
How much content do you think I'm making over here? What the fuck?
I'm busy, you know what I mean? But for the people that I've wanted to, I'm not in a place where I'm like that, but like I will do special content for those people,
right?
But yeah, it's difficult out here.
Bitch, I know.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
No, yes. Oh, you worth a couple of that's
I'm a fucking threesome queen.
Okay, what about role play? Is that something that you're totally off limits? Are you willing
I've
to
done
do
it. I love it.
What were you role playing as?
A real estate agent.
What'd you sell, bitch?
House. A student.
What was your broker fees?
Huh?
What was your broker fee?
My bro.
Did you get cummed on how many times? 10% of what?
10% of everything. Nice. For life, baby. But recently, actually, recently, I was kind of, it was, he was, I could tell he wanted to role play. And I was like, oh.
You don't want to do How it. How do you tell he wants to role play? Like,
he was like, what did he say to me? He was like, so, he's basically saying, like, I was about to come back in the room and, like, was I prepared
when I
to
come
deal
back,
with who was
when I come back,
back
Iron Man is out and we are
no
gonna
she
play.
Was like he's like my girlfriend's gonna be back soon, she's not gonna be happy
so you didn't
here.
You didn't go along with it.
No,
why the what fuck if, are you disappointing
wait,
me
wait,
in
wait,
these
wait,
streets
wait, what if he was really serious?
I couldn't tell if he was serious.
Why didn't you play along? I'm so disappointed.
But wait, what if he was trying to be serious and you're like, bitch, I'm not role playing with you. He's like, this is my real life.
No, but she's really coming.
She's about to get home from Pilates.
Actually, get
she's
the fuck out.
Go.
No, bitch, go.
This is not a joke.
This is not a drill.
A test.
Like, how would you feel about that? Because she's on her way. yeah, no.
This is LA. You never
I don't know. I didn't feel like it.
I feel like from now on, you have to like the secret code to text me and be like, hey.
What should I say?
What am I supposed to do? I'll go to the bathroom. 1 second, wait, be right back.
Alexis, he said this. What do I say next?
Abort,
what
missing,
do I say next?
Bitch.
What do I say
run
next?
Out the fucking door. if he don't chase you, he ain't the one. Okay. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes. Oh, what? Come on. Are you a woman?
Right. Can I hear your faked orgasm? It's believable.
Yeah, I'm an actress. So.
Where can we book you?
I'm the OnlyFans at Lexus Texas.
Right.
Make us.
Hey, you heard it. That's right. I'm not pimping these ladies, but I'm pimping these ladies.
Hey. If I'm gonna get pimped by anybody, it's gonna be you, bitch.
After the toy, you're gonna like it, I promise. Ace of Clubs is a kinky question.
Of course.
We're all a little kinky. Okay. Bondage, yes or no?
Yes.
You answer real quick. So Mr. Gray, he had a dungeon. You say what's toy?
What'd you say?
I said, so if Mr. Gray had a dungeon, would you be like, which toy? You know, like,
yeah,
seen,
I'm
like,
down. I've been to a dungeon. I'm down. I'm with the shits.
So you're down with like being spanked, like all the. Is there? What is your absolutely no? Sexually.
Maybe like electrocution, like electricity.
Yeah,
I'm not interested
bitch,
in electricity.
Bitch, you're going far.
Bitch, it's not far. I was just on lovehoney.com and I was looking at their electricity toys. I was like, what the fuck?
But
they
wait,
were like,
but people come from like, hey, I'm on a Tinder date and I got to electrocute you in the fucking hole of the thing.
You never know.
People are fucking, they're on it out here, okay? I would say that, or I don't really want to be gagged per se, but tie me up all the ways.
Could
all
you
different
peg
types
a man?
Of ways. Huh?
Could you peg a man?
I'm open to it. I have never done it, but I'm open to it.
Well, could you still be with him romantically?
Yeah.
Same thoughts?
Same.
Got him. Sex skill you're most proud of?
Ooh, all of them.
If you could pick one.
I would say I just know how to control my pussy. Like,
so Kegel queen.
I can squirt. I can just...
Do you make yourself
bring
squirt?
Them in? Yes.
Okay.
I'm really wet and I can take a lot of dick. I'm like...
You're a size queen.
Yeah, I'm a size queen.
Mm, got it. Any fetishes?
I just like nasty shit. I just want to be like kind of like a little bit slutted out in a loving way.
I don't want to not be loving. I don't want it to be loving. I like them to go all
but
the way.
But is that
back.
Only for the sexual purpose, or do you want your partner to be like that?
No.
Because for me, it's like there are certain sexual things that I fantasize about being a slutty whore. Mm-hmm. And then there's things that I like, I don't necessarily fantasize with my partner doing that.
Right.
I want him to fuck me different ways, but I don't fantasize about that. So it's like, is it a fantasy thing, or do you want to be like that experimental with your partner as well?
Because that's a thing. That's an interesting thing. Because I recently wondered, like, do I want to have a male, female with my partner, or do I want to do it with people I don't know?
Exactly.
Because then I'm not gonna be like, why'd you let that happen?
No, I want that with my partner.
See, and I used to be before it was with my partner because my ex-husband was in the industry. So it was we were open to those ideas. And it wasn't necessarily every time with someone that was in the industry as well. But now, dating people in the, like,
real world? Regular world?
In real life? My last guess, because we have After Dark too, is like she's in the adult entertainment business, but also segregating in a sense to quote unquote the real world. And I was like, I hate that. It's almost like they say the real world, because it's like it was like we weren't, we really paid taxes. We really paid whatever. Like we were in a real world, but in like a new world, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But when you integrate into those things, it's like, do you really think about the other side of that? Like, it's like before it was very not sexualized in those ways. So it's just different.
What do you mean? Are you saying now you wouldn't participate in those type of things with your partner?
Well, at a certain time, because where I was in my space of life the last like 2 years, I would say, not that I wasn't open up to it, because I was obviously in the adult industry and like sexualized wise, I don't feel like an inferiorness in that whole like spectrum of a threesome or whatever. But I don't think I was in the mind space of where I felt comfortable enough to want to share my partner in that way. Mm-hmm. So for me now is like dating now, it's like I'm not opposed. I had to really think, because I had somebody that was like questioning those things, that I'm like, are you just trying to make me be like Alexis Texas, or is it this? But for me, I think that it's just like some people are just sexualized like yourselves, as you guys were never in porn, but y'all are very open sexually, which right. I think is beautiful. The same way that is like, I just have to accept that that's what it is, and it's okay, and I'm in a society where I can be accepted in that realm, where it's not like taboo, where I was only, because I had to be in porn, I had right. to be this way. So it's like, I am open if it's the right situation.
If you feel safe.
I don't know necessarily if we planned it out and it'll happen, whatever, but I'm not open.
It
turns me on 100%, so I'm open to it, but it's right. just like, for a long time, I was not safe with that.
No, and that's the key word right there, and that's safe. What I was going to say, is like, I think a lot of the kinks that I'm willing to explore, which I can go deep, that safety has to be. I'm not going to do certain shit. Do I want to be someone's little slut and be like, choked and talked shitty to, like, by a guy that I just met on Tinder? Maybe, but probably not.
If you're in the headspace, if that's what you want, it doesn't matter who that is.
I'm going to enjoy it so much more with someone that I know really cares for me. Right. And then after this, we're going to fucking eat dinner together and make out and fucking look at the stars or some shit.
But that's what I think is way more beautiful, and why I was attracted to what your podcast stands about, is that there needs to be more talked about things that again, I hate using the word, y'all are normal people, because we're all normal, but in the society of whatever is, you guys weren't stigmatized to like, oh, you did porn, you're not this. You can be stigmatized, oh, because you're a single mom, or you can whatever. We all have stigmas. But at the end of the day is, we're all just people. But we all like sex.
Yeah.
So for me is like why I think it's great that people like yourselves are on a platform where it doesn't matter of whatever. I'm not shying away from, I'm not glorifying, but I'm also not talking about it. Right. And that's what I think is the great thing with like this show is like, with me is I'm not afraid to answer or ask the hard questions. So it's about integrating what that means for each guest. So I think it's cool to see that we should still like normalize the society of accepting that even if I'm with a partner myself that has never been in porn, that I could still be one of threesome. I could still want whatever and not feel like, you just want me because I'm Alexis Texas. No, they just want sex. Yeah. And we all want sex. You know what I mean? And the same thing with you guys is, you shouldn't have to feel like, oh, I have to be Alexis Texas because we watched this porn together and do this. Is you could be who you are that wants to get your fucking back blown out and fucking right. have a great time.
Do some
get
choked. Yeah. Pass out.
Pass out for a little bit. Yeah, we all need our own little kinks. So do you have a fetish that you could say that you've never like really talked about? Is there something that you kind of gravitate more? Is it feet? Is it being choked out or being dominated? Is it being like, role play?
Mine is a combination of things. Definitely dominated. Definitely. I have I like ass.
You like to eat ass.
Yeah, I like ass. I like.
Do a lot of men, because a lot of men that I've had on the show too, I talk about, and they're like, hell no, who does it? I'm like, some people like it, or they don't like to admit that they like it. Do you do it or do you ask?
No, I don't ask.
You just dive down deep and see what's going to.
I mean,
have you ever had a negative reaction?
No.
So you knew. The little inching, took cues.
You have an ass-eating fetish?
Not a fetish.
This is news to me. I thought he was talking about you, bitch.
How many asses have you ate, girl?
No, I learn something new every day.
It's not a fetish, but if it's someone I feel safe with and, like, they're clean and it's, like, someone I feel comfortable
now
with.
Now we're overthinking shit.
I like submission. I like to submit, and I also like a man
Have
to
you ever had a
me.
Man sit on your face?
No. No, I haven't, but I'll have to write that down. I have a small face, you know.
He could, like, do froggy style over your face.
I mean, I guess I've done that, so why can't he?
Have you ever had a man squat or
No. My fetish isn't ass eating. Although I'll do it, but not just any ass. No, sure. not saying that you will. I'm just saying it's not like my
all the ass. I'm not. Come over here.
I'm just saying it's not my. It's like I usually like ease into that. I like biting.
That's like a third date, not as
yeah. I like intense biting.
Like so are you a lip? Bit. Oh, you like to be bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I hate it. I had a girlfriend that when she'd get drunk, she would bite people.
It has to be the right type of
and
bite.
And I'd be like, bitch, if you don't stop biting.
There's an art to biting. You have to do it the right way.
But I don't even like it being kissed.
No,
being
not, I don't like a nibble.
Nah.
Even on your neck?
No, I like a big mouth.
I like to bite
maybe
my neck.
Maybe because I'm also like... I mean, I was in porn. So, like, you can't have marks on you. So, I don't want something that's going to leave marks.
I don't want marks.
And I'm fair skinned. You're biting me, I'm having a fucking mark. You grab my arm like this, I'm fucking bruising. Like, it's not because I want to, but I know I'm like, you know I got to work tomorrow? And I'm mad at somebody. Even with being spanked. There's only been, like, two people that I recently, like, well, that sounds horrible, too. But that I recently been with that spanked me that I'm like, I don't even care. Bruise me if you want. Like,
there's actually like, I actually like can't say bruising two, a little bit. Like,
but for me, in my profession, I can't do that.
If they're strategically
placed.
They'll
send you home. In my line of work. Right. So like, I consciously thought of that. Now it doesn't matter. No one's sending me home on my own.
Yeah, like,
box.
I had a guy, like, bite, like, basically chew my whole ass.
I know, it was very, it didn't look good. And then, like, she's like, yeah. I was like, but it doesn't
look like
good.
You like it.
I loved it.
But okay, at the time, like, but what do you like about that?
It's there's like
it makes you wet, or does it make you like?
It makes me.
Or do you
like
the
they're
pain?
Like they're devouring me almost? It feels like they're like.
But just, you know that you really like. You should eat this, but not this.
That's getting eaten too, girl.
Yeah, but
there's
you don't
no
need
rules.
Marks.
No, and also like you know like when you people massage certain parts of your ass, it feels like you feel like. It tickles a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there's that sensation. And even in my neck, when someone bites it in a certain way, it almost feels like a tickle.
Nibble me, don't bite me. I'm punching.
But I don't
want
to be nibbled. I want you to bite hard, like a vampire.
Yeah, I like to be bit on my neck pretty hard.
I don't know. I think also, too, though, I'm not like, I don't like pain. Like,
I like pain a little bit.
I can take pain, don't get me wrong, but I don't like, when I don't associate sex and pain. So, like, my ex-husband, he did a lot of, like BDSM type things, whatever. I could never watch, not that I watched porn like that anyways, but I could never, like, get down with that porn is because I just didn't want to see that side. Like, I just don't see that. And these people like it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was on whatever. But for me, I didn't get turned on by it. So I just didn't ever think it's like... I don't know. I just don't associate.
Yeah, I like
pussy is dry. When you're biting me, I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'll give you a cheeseburger. Don't bite me.
Certain sensations of pain, like, for example, like slapping my ass, although sometimes I like it, I don't love it all the time. It actually
I only like it when the dick is inside of me.
Yeah.
If I thought I would say, I'm like, don't spank me, just bespank me, because there's also an art of spanking. And I've also had to teach people, like, if you're spanking you're leaving a mark.
No, you
and it
need
hurts.
To cup more.
Like, you need to go up.
Yeah.
If you're not, and if your dick is inside me, please stop it. Because again, I'm gonna bruise, and then if I'm losing work, it's a problem. Mind you, now I don't have that mindset, but that's where it was going.
Yeah.
No.
Makeup.
No. No, it doesn't work. They'll send you home.
Really?
And yeah, of course. If you have,
because you have to rub off on shit.
Because the thing is, you gotta think of at that time when I'm doing porno scenes, the main focus is my ass. There's bruises on my ass and they're paying X amount of money. They do not want to see me because they're saying that's, I'm defected. Not really. Is it going to mess up your fucking cum shot? Probably not. But to the person who's paying for it, they're maybe. Like, you know what, Alexis? You probably should have fucking not done that.
Don't live your life, Alexis.
Don't do it. All right. Next card. Go gadget arm. Asa.
Diamonds.
Spicy. Something you would not do sexually.
I don't want. I mean, it's happened, but I would prefer not for anyone not to come on my face.
Really? How many times does it happen? One time?
Yeah.
In all the times you've ever had sex?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
My mouth.
Rita likes is like, wow, it's our favorite thing. Wow.
I mean, my mouth. Like,
I fucking love it.
Think my skin looks so great. I'm
scared. You know, I think I was traumatized once because I saw a porn and it got in her eye. And it was
that happened.
It was really traumatic. And I just.
In the porn?
Yeah.
It got in her eye?
It happened.
Yeah. They showed the whole scene of her.
I don't know. I saw something in childhood, in high school. It was burning. And I just. And after that, I was just
like. She said it was burning on the tape? She should have gotten fired.
I don't know if I heard it or I saw it. I don't remember. But after that, I was like. Someone asked me, I was just so irritated. Like, why the fuck would you? There's a whole body, like all these things.
Have you? So, well, you've only had someone come in your face once, so you've never had someone come in your eye.
Not on my eye. He didn't get my eye, so it was fine.
Did you close your eyes really tightly, hoping, like, if this was the fucking time that you did this?
I was frightened. I'll swallow it before that happens.
Did you ever get came in the eye?
I don't think so.
I definitely yeah.
That's a negative.
Have you? I was in Poor Mitch for 10 years. Yes.
Did it burn?
Yes.
It feels, see? I told you.
Luckily, a lot of times the eyelash saved it.
Close your eyes. What the fuck is happening? Just close your eyes.
No, some guys don't have proper aim.
Oh. Well, you know,
well, you know it's coming.
It does turn me on when it like
yeah,
goes
but
far.
You're also doing a scene. I'm not talking about real life. I'm
okay,
not,
well, I'm talking about in real life.
In my real life, I wasn't like, come on my face everywhere in my eye. I'm fucking sucking all of it. That's not going anywhere in my
right,
eye.
Right, right.
I'll let you come on my face a little bit here. But, you know, on my tits, great. But I'm not giving you free range to stand over me and come all over my face.
Yes.
No. Because they don't have aim, especially amateurs.
They'll get it in your eye.
I said amateurs. They sure. are. I mean, amateur comers.
I don't want to get peed on.
Have you ever thrown up on somebody during sex?
I swallowed it back down real quick.
I threw up getting gagged with the dick, like when I was giving head.
Did they know?
Yeah.
Did you just let it all come out?
Uh-huh.
Did you keep going?
Yep. And then he kissed me after.
That's a nasty nigga.
He was from Texas, actually.
Why are you throwing my people out of this?
Not my people.
It was in Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It was in Texas.
You know, you said you'd never want to get peed on, and I said the same thing, but recently Orlando peed on me in the shower. I was so mad.
So you liked it?
You liked the golden
shower. He just like tested me, and then I was like, why do you have to pee on me in the shower? He's like, I was like, you've done that to other people? He's like, yeah. I was like, definitely don't do it, and then he just did it anyway.
I peed on someone.
Did you try to pee back?
I did, but I didn't have to pee at the time.
Where is pee?
It's a mixture.
It is. It's a happy mixture.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
Yeah.
Not choked out.
No, I've fallen asleep during sex. I fall asleep during head.
I wish I could see that.
I wish I could see that. I've done it, yeah, multiple times.
All right, last questions are romantic. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Perfect date night.
It's like dinner... Dancing.
Are you going out to dinner? Are you like
really nice hotel? We're going out to dinner. Okay. We're gonna go dance. We're gonna go to a hotel by the water and the beach. We're probably gonna have sex on the beach. We're gonna go skinny dipping. Then we're gonna come back, take a really hot shower, fuck again, maybe videotape it. Mm. They're gonna come on my face, not in my eye.
The tits.
Choking. Maybe pass out. That'd be great. And then we'll cuddle.
I like it. Ever slid into a DM?
Absolutely.
Say it again?
Ever slid into a DM?
Of course. We slid into your DM.
Yours,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, we're successful.
Now we're here.
Taking a call during sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love how both of you adamantly said
that. She took a call.
No, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, this is not too long ago. She's like, you know when you called me the other day? I said, you were fucking, I know. You could tell.
That's how close
she's
you
like,
are.
Yeah. I was like, bitch.
That is not your podcast voice. This is your coming to your mid-stroke.
Even though it's very similar, my podcast
It is
voice.
Very similar. Sometimes when she's tired, she sounds like that. But I was like, this is some other shit.
It was the daytime.
I like it. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on Private Talk. I appreciate you. Is there anything that you would like to ask Miss Texas before you leave the couch?
Yes. What's your sign?
My sign? I am a Gemini.
When's your birthday?
May 25th.
Okay, well, your birthday's coming up. I'm a Gemini Cancer. I'm June 22nd.
Okay.
I was wondering that while I'm drunk. Wondering that.
Geminis, we have a lot of Gemini energy in this room. Yes.
I know, I do feel this energy. I do.
Yeah. Any other questions?
What's your type?
what's my type? Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I don't really, like, any person I've ever dated has been very uniquely different. I think overall,
Gemini shit.
I think that it's about certain qualities that are all similar, but not like, like you would never think I dated any of the people I dated.
Okay, what are your five? What are your five non-negotiables?
That's a lot.
Okay, top three.
You know, it's funny because why that's difficult for me to answer in certain things, and not that you don't know, but like perspective wise, I've done a lot of like self work that before I realized that I don't have, not that I didn't know what I didn't want in certain things, but I lacked boundaries. So with that being said, it was hard to distinguish what some deal breakers were. Mm. So I've gone through like a practice dating phase of certain things that I do and don't like. For me, it's about I need someone who communicates with me. So if you can't communicate with me, then I can't see a future. For me, if you can't be consistent, it's a deal breaker. And then I would probably say the third would be I'm really like old school in a sense where it's like I need someone to plan some stuff, from, like plan dates, I guess, in a sense. Like, yeah. Not that I can't be like receptive,
yeah.
But yeah, like I need like that a man old with a school plan. R&B type love courting type of situation where it's like putting in the work and effort.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is hard to find these days.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I also feel, too, with the work that I've done, too, it's like being honest and respectful of my own boundaries and finding out what those are and knowing and doing, like, the whole practice dating of what I like and don't like of each person and finding that there is also someone that will check off all those things and that you don't have to settle for the things. You can be a full, whole person and a woman and be, you know, a business person. You can do a mom, you can do, you know, all kinds of different things and still be a whole person without having someone else. Those right. are just a plus.
Yep.
Right.
So thank you so much, ladies, for coming on the podcast. Please let us know where we can follow you and support you.
Yeah, you can find us on all podcast platforms at Good Moms Bad Choices. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at @GoodMoms_BadChoices. Check out our retreat. It's the Good Vibe Retreat. We're going to Costa Rica on July 10th and August 10th for two amazing sessions.
No, July 31st and August 10th.
Oh, wow. July. What did I say?
I don't know.
What the fuck did I say? I'm high. July 31st and August 10th. You can follow me at Watch Erica.
You can follow me at Mila with an H, _map.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you again so much, ladies, for taking the time and coming on the podcast. I loved getting to know you guys a little bit more. And until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.